you think about, well, apples that don't brown, potatoes that don't bruise? That gets you excited at all? There's all kinds of unique things. I mean, there are tomatoes that have been developed that resist frost and freezing temperatures, with antifreeze genes from a cold water fish called the winter flounder. It gets really pretty wild the more you look into this, but these whole genetically modified foods, I guess, organism, they call it, GMO, right? It's become a phenomenon out there. We really don't know. Do we really know what we're eating? Most of the time we don't, right? I mean, what used to be safe or secure, we used to say we could count on it. We no longer can. I think the biggest thing is the culprit is going to be when you look at a lot of these packages, and we're in a fast-paced environment of prepackaged everything. The problem is if you ever read what's on the package, you'll probably pass out. Most of the stuff you can't pronounce. Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Big conversation today, friends, on Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2. On the show here today, Dr. Faye Wilson is here. She's an author, inspirational speaker, ordained minister, underdog advocate, and she hates GMOs. Well, maybe hate's a big word, but Susan Price is here. She's a patriot, investigative researcher, Gold Star mother, national voice, veteran advocate for justice. Missy Crutchfield, co-founder of Gandhi's Bee Magazine and of Gandhi Global Center for Peace. So this is really entitled, very interesting, Beware of the Food Genocide. You know, Dr. Faye, when I say those words, it's almost like you need some scary music with it. Beware of the food genocide, right? Yeah. Any scary music with that?
Yeah. It is scary. It is very scary what's happening in the food industry today. Yeah,
it doesn't escape me at all. I mean, I'm very much aware of that. I don't like to eat. I've been this way for a while. I don't like prepackaged things, Dr. Faye. I don't like a lot of this stuff. I never have kind of thing. But if it's convenient, you know, they make the stuff because it's convenient. It's fast. It's easy. You're on the run. You're busy. You just need something that tastes good. They put all kinds of stuff in the pack, in the food, in the product. And a lot of it's just not good for you, but it's all labeled out there, but who can understand it? We don't know what this stuff means. We don't even know what we're eating most of the time. So why do they get away with it?
I don't think they want us to read the labels. They are deceiving us on purpose. I think it's a plot to keep the people ignorant so that we can continue to buy this junk and bring... It is. It's junk, and it's bringing toxicity into our bodies as well as our children. Right. Yeah. And have you noticed how quickly our children are moving into puberty now, and their bodies are
diabetes.
Diabetes, the early childhood cancer, brain tumors, the increase in ADHD. Yes. All of these things are food related, environmentally related, Yeah, exactly. And they want to keep the people ignorant. Yes. So that, and we're lulled into this state where now we're needing more medicine, we're needing the doctors, it's just a vicious cycle. And the only way to break it is get to the root of the problem. And that is find out why the government is not doing something about it. And I'm going to tell you, it's money behind it.
Absolutely.
Let me go right with what you just say right there, Dr. Faye. Susan, I need you to opine on that, please, because you speak out quite a bit about these problems. You've written about them quite a bit on America Out Loud and about what's happening with the sprayed foods that they're spraying from the planes, and it's all coming down on our pesticides and herbicides, and it's, you know, it's a problem. Pick up on where Dr. Faye is about the government. So why isn't it that more is not happening there?
Well, you know, Monsanto is owned by Bill Gates and George Soros, and
they're part of the depopulation and eugenics. So these glyphosates that they have weaponized, they've weaponized our food with all kinds of toxic vaccines, and they've contaminated the seeds. It's part of the agenda to decrease our population, and it's part of Agenda 21. So,
Susan, can we give this? Susan, do you think we could provide a list of the government of the people we'd like to get rid of?
You know what? It's better just to move silently in the dark and do what they do. Let's counter their efforts. But I will tell you, it's killing the telomeres at the end of our DNA. It's altering our DNA. I've actually worked with a couple, big scientists on this, and there have been products that can help to remedy this and clean it up. But, those forces that be within the government are keeping the healing from us. But let me tell you, President Donald Trump promises to release the patents and the healing mechanisms that will reverse this very soon. So I guess we're going after some of these criminals. They're under scrutiny. We know who they are, what they're doing.
Is that when he releases his tax?
I don't know. But listen,
I love it.
Things are moving, Missy, and they truly are.
And she's such a bad girl.
Stand by. But listen, in counter to that, where was Hillary Clinton in all this?
We'll make this a political conversation now. All right. We just left the food court, people, and we're now down Politic Boulevard.
Yeah. I'll get us back on the food court.
Listen, politics, you may not be involved with politics, but politics are involved with you.
I love it.
Some form or another.
You ladies are too much. Yeah. The three of you.
Susan will fill in all of the gaps here about the political side, but I want to talk about GMOs and Monsanto and Dow and what they're doing.
Well, but Dr. Faye, let me ask you something honestly. When you say that, I appreciate what you're just saying, but sincere question, can you really talk about that without talking about the government involvement? Because you already said that you can't do that, right? Or
we really can't do that. But okay. here's the thing: we have to tie it in because the public, because they've been duped long enough, and we don't want to be part of the dupiness or whatever it is.
I love that. No, that's a good word, dupiness. I like that word.
I'm
that's
using
a
it from now on.
Dupiness. Don't be so dupiness. Will you knock it off? I love it.
So there are people who are saying Monsanto who, and don't really understand what GMO is. Oh, if they saw it on the package, what does that really mean for me as an American?
Exactly.
And when I see words like natural and organic, the play on words, does that really mean natural? Marijuana is natural. There's a lot of stuff that's natural, but do we really want it in our body?
Get some natural cocaine, right? Some natural. Yeah. That's organic cocaine. It must be good, Faye. Come on.
So those are labels that are also misleading.
Yes.
Because when we get into genetically modified organisms taking over our food market, we have to be educated and extremely smart about what goes into our body. And go back to when we were in elementary school, when we were first learning about the food pyramid and what's good for us. You know, the very basic nutrition. And
the lie about the food pyramid.
What was that?
The lie of the food pyramid. The lie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And how we were lulled into this to thinking that the FDA, the USDA, had our best interests at heart, putting all of this junk in our bodies, and it's filled with herbicides and pesticides that are being manufactured, and so that they can make more money for their systems. Exactly. Representative Calloway, who's pushing this farm bill right now as we speak, and putting SNAP out there as the big dragon that they're trying to slay, and it's only a cover up for what they're really doing inside of that farm bill. So we need to pay attention. Now, I again, I'm not a politician, but I listen and I read and I'm thinking, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. So they're saying that over 70% of the bill is about SNAP and about putting people back to work. Remember the welfare back to work program that they tried to do a few years ago that was a failure. And so here we are again with a mega $1 billion bill saying, okay, we got it now. We got the answers now. And saying that we're just for these poor people getting back to work, working 20 hours a week so that they can learn to feed themselves. Yeah, and learn to feed, get to feed themselves.
Yeah,
but
right.
Underneath that is Monsanto.
Yes.
Missy, what do you take from, you study food a lot because you are a vegan yourself and
vegan.
Very proudly promote and endorse this. As often as you can, but you believe in it and your passion and your heart. So what do you take from the food supply today? What's happening here?
We have got to begin taking responsibility for the choices, for our food, for what we eat, for what we feed our children, for the foods that we buy and put in schools. You know, they just pulled hot dogs when they were getting away with it years ago. They were trying to claim ketchup was a vegetable. We know this, certainly if you're listening to this platform, if you listen to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure with all of these amazing women, I love you all. Honored to be here. We're always saying we are the anti, you know, mainstream media. We speak truth to power and we speak at every show. And we are just fearlessly talking about the problems with mainstream media, with big corporate, with government, with lobbyists and all the money and the basically bribing congressional members, you know, hundreds of thousands. Each pharmaceutical company has several hundred thousand dollars for each member, not just for all of them, for each one. And that's just pharmaceuticals. Then you want to look at the cattle ranchers. You want to look at the chicken. You want all this stuff that we're eating that's injected with GMO, with antibiotics, with growth hormones, with everything that's you know, it causes them. They just kill them before these tumors, these diseases get big enough because their life is just a few weeks. And then they, you know, and they give them these drugs to make them grow so fast. And so we don't know we're eating the tumors and all this stuff, which you eat that and it's going to infect your body, but they kill them before that they can, you know, so we don't know. And they sanitize the messages and make us think, oh, the beautiful cow that had this wonderful life, that cow is miserable, diseased, and you can't be healthy in the environment that we put them. So we're eating death, we're eating disease, we're eating hormones, we're eating antibiotics. That's something else that we've got to really look at in the future. Finally, we're starting to step back and look at how the rubric for all of this and how and why. Now, is not that working three jobs being able to make A's worth more than those rich extracurricular blah, blah, blah. So this conversation is rising. I'm thankful for that because to me, I want to hire somebody that's been able to do everything, make A's and work two jobs and take care of himself. That's the person I want to manage my company. So we got to step back, look at things differently. We got to change the food we're feeding our children. We got to eat differently. We have to be more responsible for our choices, and we have to stop blaming the poor.
Absolutely. Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Love it. That is so true. You know, you guys know my heart. You know my heart if you just do. But when I open up a media network and I see white men in dark suits with neckties, all telling the poor people, you guys need to get off of it.
I
have a problem with that.
Speak it, sister.
I had a problem with that. And because I know in order for things to be balanced, they must have a balanced representation. So you can't speak to me and tell me about what I should do when you have no clue about what I'm going through. You have not been in the trenches. You've not walked a mile in my moccasins. Okay. So you have no idea where I'm coming from. You can only assume based on your own exposure or your limited exposure because of what someone else has fed you, the information you've gotten. The same man who's leading this farm bill is the man who led it in 2015, who at that time, and still is in my belief system, what I know is that he's being sponsored and much money has come from Monsanto to his campaign.
Yes.
So you can't tell me if Monsanto is paying you, lacing your pockets in some way
to turn around and tell all these poor people, make it about the SNAP people, make it about these poor people, so nobody will notice that right. Monsanto is over here in the corner.
Right.
But we're here today. We're saying, come out, come out, wherever you are.
That's right.
We want to expose it.
Well, a lot of people, they hear the word Monsanto, they really don't understand what's behind it. What I'd like to do is, after the pause, is Susan, I'd like you to explain a little bit more about Monsanto. I know this is in your wheelhouse for sure. But there's one thing, particular point I want to mention to you that's bothering me, Dr. Fay, and your descriptor just a bit ago, you described them as white men. Why are they white men? I have to ask you that.
I don't know. That's what was on the news. That's what's on the front pages.
What's on the front pages?
Those people who are pushing this bill. Mm-hmm. And you look at the pictures on every network. Mm-hmm. I clipped and clipped and clipped, and I'm not just making this up.
I'm fascinated with why you would say white men.
Because that's what I saw.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to roll back a couple of decades or whatever, mm-hmm. and then beyond, you're looking mm-hmm. at European, Caucasian, you know, who is in the workplace, who are the judges, who were the legislators, and very, very few women, mm-hmm. almost no African Americans, mostly, you know, Caucasian male. I mean, that's just been, it's changing, thanks God. And this show is so much about changing that as well. But this is just mm-hmm. historical. It's fact. And I think that's where she's coming from. But she referenced an article. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that fascinating. Susan, why do you think that you see what I'm questioning here about white men? I'm fascinated with that. All of a sudden, we brought race into the conversation. And I'm wondering why.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
I'm telling you what we didn't wow. bring race. Oh. We brought representation. What I saw is what I saw, Malcolm. I can't
I
help
think
it that
the
they
media
were all white.
Is representing what they want you to see is. Just like on television with various media programs on TV, mm-hmm. they want you to see, mm-hmm. believe what they want you to see, you know, representing them. But we know when we investigate further who these people are and really what they're doing and what their role
right.
is in
everybody's foodie.
Population control.
Mm-hmm. Susan, did you see the movie? Faye, did you see the movie, Dr. Faye, the Food Inc.? It was wonderful in talking mm-hmm. about this topic. Malcolm?
I don't know if I saw it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't. So, Susan, you think they pushed all the Hispanics and African-American people out of the picture? Because when
no,
you look at...
No, oh, okay. They what they do, they you know, they slice and dice as they go. I mean,
I see
there's
what you're
so
saying.
Much we haven't seen. Yeah, they slice and dice.
Yeah.
And,
I see what you're saying, because I'm talking about taxation without representation or
yeah.
pushing a bill where there's not enough. You're trying to tell me you're representing me, mm-hmm. but I don't see me being represented.
Right.
They want us. They don't represent any of us. That's the bottom line.
Interesting.
And their money is
wow.
their God. That's what they
yes.
worship.
Yeah.
Money's their seed.
Yeah. I think
and
evil
and
money.
That's the bottom line.
It is, yeah. Susan. Point taken. I think evil and money come in all races and species and ethnicities. I don't
yeah.
think it's
exactly.
a. But yeah, it surprises me, my dear Dr. Faye, because often you point out and have throughout the season that you're offended when the media points out the black man is doing something, and you've pointed that out multiple times that you're offended by that. You find it very mm-hmm. discriminatory, and I find it very, very interesting that you seem to point that out with that group of people, that race was dominant on your mind, clearly. Again, I look at things,
no,
I think...
No, it wasn't.
Well,
no,
you
it
said
wasn't.
It.
No.
Okay. No. No, it wasn't. See, you're missing my point.
Right.
You're white male, so you may be offended.
Exactly.
That could very well be the truth. I don't know. But that's not my point at all. My point
I didn't take
is,
it like that either.
My point is representation.
Yeah.
Don't try to sell me mm-hmm. what you don't understand. What if you don't understand me? How can you even represent me?
How can you tell me what's good for me? Yeah. And how about this? We're talking about, you know, money is the God, almighty God of these evil people, blah, blah, blah. But in the past, the only people that were really allowed any kind of entry to that table of greed and power and all that were, what did they look like? So that is changing. It is changing.
Well, we're I'm not buying all of you what you're saying here, Missy. And I don't believe the comments you're saying here, because
Look at our judges. Look at our courts. Look at our congressional members. Look at the General Assembly members. Look at what happened after the Civil War. All of this stuff. I mean, it's breaking away. But we're still having to be vigilant about it. Look at our inner cities and who historically has been part of our inner cities and all the garbage. That why is there no food exit? Why is the dollar store where everybody has to buy their groceries? Because that's the closest, you know, it is changing because people care now. People are looking more heart-centered. Shows like this, we're talking, we're all human beings. We all deserve, we all want happiness. But just factually, statistically, historically, this is what Dr. Faye, I am, you know, these are just things that we're unpacking.
Missy, I just want to bring up that these oligarchs, they are funding both sides of the table.
Imagine,
I mean,
that
it doesn't matter if they're lefty or right.
They write checks
all
for
about
money.
Destruction.
Yes.
They've weaponized every arena of our life, and you know my favorite word is the weaponization, and I use it all the time. But they have the food, water, air, the seeds. I mean, it's changing our children's DNA. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the rise of Alzheimer's and all these diseases and stuff. So they don't care. It all goes back to population control. But
you always bring it back to death, Susan. You always bring it back to population control
and
death.
It's true. And you know what? And these people are related to, right after World War II, again, Operation Paperclip and those Nazi scientists.
Were
brilliant.
I love it.
They're the ones that created Lyme disease. They're the ones that have put the toxins and that into the wild animals that are running, causing amok with the wild boars and the wolves and all these things. Because I know, because I have people in government that are friends of mine running for office that are trying to clean this stuff up. That's how I know. But knowledge is power.
Well, okay, gotcha. Knowledge is power. With all this information and power and knowledge today, friends, I'm almost ready to move out to the Ozark Mountains in Missouri with that jackass doctor, what is his name? Jim Baker, rather, and buy that $150 bottle of water. So maybe that's the best place to be in the Ozarks. I don't know. Anyways, wow, if your head...
One that didn't listen to media for a year or two that we did the show on, right? The guy...
Yeah.
They completely unplugged. Yeah.
Well, my head is...
Good luck out there, Malcolm.
Yeah, exactly.
DHS has a big headquarters.
I love acronyms.
Is it true?
Your DNA is being...
Is it true that the wildlife, when they introduced the GMOs, they wouldn't eat the corn. They wouldn't eat the... Or wildlife or any of the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, ladies.
It's something. True.
Sure, ladies. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so let me just end with an acronym point and get to break here. So my DNAs are being affected by my GMOs, and these POSs are doing what exactly? I don't know. I'll be back in a minute, people.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Well, listen, friends, as we get more back into this food genocide and what's going on here, and listen, I think there's a lot of good information to take from this. Now, one thing I'll say to you, you hear the passion of Dr. Faye Wilson, and you hear the passion of Susan Price and Missy Crutchfield. This is a subject and topic that is near and dear to each of them, clearly, and they have a passion for this. They have a passion for the truth, which is first and foremost important. You know, and so I think this conversation today is important, and I think you can get a lot from it. I'm a novice in this area. I don't know a great deal about it, quite frankly. I've not, you know, listen, I'm not a novice about eating prepackaged goods. I don't like those kinds of prepackaged stuff. That I know. I do understand where fresh comes from. I understand the point of organic and what it all means. But I do believe what we put into our bodies is who we are and what we become. On that point, I want to share with you all today that as you continue to put life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure into your bodies and your minds, we want to thank you for being part of this incredible season, season two here. This show has been tremendous. The ladies, the extraordinary talent around the globe that have become part of this bigger conversation truly have impacted many, many lives. And our season finale is Wednesday, May 30th. Wednesday, May 30th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The encore is always at 11 p.m., friends, where you can hear the show. But the cool thing about this body of work is it lives forever. It lives in the style of podcast. So we're on both talk radio and then it goes to podcast. About a week after, so the show is heard live. We hope you'll be part of the finale, leading up to the finale. We've got a lot of interesting shows and topics in the next many shows here. We're in the last group of 10 shows now. So as you can see, the season is big, 100 episodes. It's a long season. It's a big season. We cover a lot of topic, a lot of ground. Season 3 will start again in November later this year. Season 2 will play in its entirety just after our finale on May 30th. Thank you again, and please share this. Share it with friends out there and your family. I know a lot of people have enjoyed. We hear you. We get a lot of response from people, and we also have had a lot of responses from women who want to be on the show and be part of this big conversation of extraordinary women. We have a list of people already, and we have secured many of the positions for Season 3. You're invited to contact us on that. Talk@AmericaOutloud.com is where you can email us there, talk@AmericaOutloud.com. Happy to hear from you anytime, of course, on that. Today we have Susan Price, Dr. Faye Wilson, Missy Crutchfield. We're talking about this, again, food, the genocide, the GMOs, the politicians, the problems, what's going on. I mean, I think, you know, one thing that comes to my mind, the children. The kids have no idea of this conversation. I know because of my own son. I mean, my own son, like all kids, they basically, if it doesn't come out of a bag, they're probably not interested in it. You understand? It's got to come out of a bag. It's got to be all salted and sugary and tasty and interesting and whatever. And that's just the way it is. What's that?
Addictive, yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's a societal thing. And so it's all over the place. So what do you do with those kids, Missy? What do you do?
Well, you try not to indulge them all the time with that stuff. Right. You try to tell them why. You know, you want to start out hopefully as early as you can introducing healthy foods and fruits and vegetables and, you know, talking to them about nutrition. I'm just thrilled. My son last year became vegan, and he'd been diagnosed with ADHD, and then they thought he was bipolar, and then they start giving him all these medications because pharmaceutical companies are not going to miss an opportunity to get involved. And then he started rebelling and saying, I don't want this stuff. I don't want these drugs. This is making me feel worse. And they were the wrong diagnoses. And he said one day, he said, I've been vegan for 2 weeks. That was months and months ago. Mm-hmm. But he told me after he'd been 2 weeks, he said, you won't believe the difference I feel, Mom. He goes, if I would have known I was going to feel this good, I would have done this a long time ago. Now he doesn't have any bipolar, ADHD. I mean, he's a young man. He's 20. He's got a lot of energy. He's strong. He's healthy. He works out. He eats right. And so now he's learning about, I don't want GMOs. He's reading labels. He's watching YouTubes and other things and sending it around to his friends, because these young people, there's sort of a movement of young people realizing that, you know, I want to take care of the planet. I want to take care of my body. I want to, you know, do the right thing. It's kind of cool. And then they share. And then there's these hip messages that come along. So you've got some good media happening that young people are creating because they're doing it on their own. They're not being paid by big corporate to create messages that put people to sleep or make them think this way. So, I mean, there's some really good stuff happening, right?
Is there some good stuff happening?
I believe so, yes. I'm seeing some really great, there's some wonderful films coming out. There's incredibly talented actors, Joaquin Phoenix and Leo DiCaprio and on and on and on that are investing in.
You know, I have to stop you with some of the names you mentioned right there. These are some of the biggest hypocrites on the planet you just mentioned there, young lady.
Nope, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, but they're on the food movement. They're
well, whatever that means, if it's convenient for them. Yeah, I don't, when you mention that though.
I don't have a list of your favorites, Malcolm. Okay,
no, so no, it's not. My pet peeve.
Some of them you'll like.
Miss Crutchfield, my pet peeve is this. The people you mentioned, the what's his name, the actor there that played in the Titanic?
Phoenix.
DiCaprio, yeah. Whatever the hell his name is. I don't follow these nerds out
Leonardo
in Hollywood.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, so he is, he has the biggest jets, the biggest life, the biggest whatever.
So do the rest of the celebrities, but he's using his fame and he's using his energy and his creativity to try to wake people up on a lot of levels, and levels that are important to me and levels that are important to young people.
Right.
But yeah, they still do that. We've always got work to do, but you know, instead of like being a drunk, junkie and
sure.
whatever and
right.
sex and drug, he's doing
right, I'm not going to argue about DiCaprio. I hear you, and that's and I hear your passion, so I'm not going to debate that with you. I totally get that, and that's all good. I just know, Missy, I just wanted to correct the record a moment by saying that, you know, I remember in the news business we sort of chuckled quite a bit actually, and when they were going to the global environment, the gases in the greenhouses,
right.
And
they're flying everywhere.
They're flying in the biggest of jets with the biggest of stuff.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
And they've got the biggest of mouths, and they've got the biggest of anything. But yet, I mean, what does it all really mean? So I think a lot of that, my guess is, I think maybe potentially, I don't really know, Missy, but I think a lot of it is just a PR talking point potentially for some of these people. I don't know, but maybe they are doing some good stuff. I just don't know if they are or they're not. But
the best way to reduce your carbon footprint, by the way, is going vegan. I mean, if you want to just in one fell swoop, just hit a whole bunch of intersections, including domestic violence and women's issues and workers' rights. And, you know, I mean, there's just a whole, we can unpack that. That could be a whole show.
You know, if the whole world did that, Missy?
Enormously. At water issues, because the ratio of water to pound of meat or ounce of meat is unbelievable. And grains and food, you talk about feeding people. So, you know, actually going vegan in itself. But the whole, why can't we have these virtual meetings? Why do they have to fly everywhere? I'm with you on that.
So if the whole world did that, went vegan, I guess, you know, we'd have an economic collapse probably. All of the...
I think so. I think we could fix it really quick.
Okay.
Got a lot of smart people, and they realize that there's not going to be any money anymore going into their poisons, their toxins, and their evil businesses. I think things would change real quick.
I love it.
But don't forget, even vegetables are being sprayed with pesticides.
That's right, but you're eating less. You don't have the bioaccumulation when you eat meat. You're getting all that amplification of the toxins when you're eating the vegetables. You're still getting them. You're right. You're going to try to buy organic. You're going to do the best you can, but you're not getting that amplified in the meat.
Yeah, but what the point I wanted to make on that is this.
Mm-hmm.
We can stay on the surface, or we can get to the root of the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
The root of the problem is in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I don't care if
there
it's Democrat. I don't care if it's Republican. My fruits, my vegetables, my meat, my water should be off limits. So I deserve clean food. I deserve clean air.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if Washington is passing laws and hiding it under SNAP, say that it's okay for Monsanto and Dow to poison me, I object.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Because
Amen.
It's my choice whether I eat meat or whether I don't. That's my choice. But I do have a right to clean meat. As clean as it can be, Missy. As clean as it can be. I have a right to eat that if I choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're talking about all people, and God is for all people, it has to be accessible. I say this again. If it's not accessible to everyone, then it's not God's campaign. It's man's campaign. It has to be accessible.
Right.
When I grew up, and I grew up in the same place where I am today in Arkansas, which is a self-sustaining state, which means if Arkansas did not take food from any place else, it could live off its own land. And it's one of the few states in our countries that can truly say that. So I'm speaking from a place where I grew up, where the food that my mom, my grandmother, who lived long lives, who they ate the meat, they ate the eggs, they drank the milk, and we had a cow.
Oh, yeah.
We had our own cow. So there was nothing wrong with Bessie. Bessie was giving milk to my family.
Oh, boy. Dr. Faye, you're stepping into it now, young lady. You are stepping into it. You're brave.
And Malcolm, I wanted to mention that even the Amish people have been under attack. The
poor Amish people.
Yeah, they have. And then look how pure and natural they try to raise their crops.
Susan, take the next couple of minutes, Susan. I want the floor to be yours, and I want you to educate all of us, because I want to hear from you about Monsanto, about this GMO business, where it all comes from, what the motives is. Dr. Faye just puts it out there again. She says, you know, Washington, D.C., politics, she doesn't care whether it's this, that, or that. Okay, got it. So now this comes to your wheelhouse, because you know the political structure of this. So tell people, explain to people Monsanto, what and who they are, and how this all trickles down, please.
Well, it's an agricultural business, and they're involved with the chemicals and the biotechnology. And they've developed the Roundup and the glyphosate-based herbicide that they've been spraying since 1970s, actually, but in the last decade or two, they've become more genetically modified. And even their seeds, the seeds of our food, are totally changed, which is changing the seeds within our bodies. So, and then you have George Soros and Bill Gates that now own this, and these people are about eugenics and population control. It's terrible to say, but it's true. The truth hurts.
They own what? They own what, Susan? You said they own what?
They own the shares of Monsanto.
I see.
Well, let me tell you my perspective and what I've seen over time.
Please.
And read is that it's really, it started to target a certain group of the population. And if I say black, Malcolm, you say, there you go with that racism again. But...
But so you think they're targeting the black Americans?
It was to control. That's where your family planning came in, Malcolm. That's where birth control came in from the very beginning. It was targeting.
Oh, the abortion. You're talking about abortion, you mean?
Not just abortion, family planning, period. They were just having too many babies. So that the education for that started in the black communities.
And which is obviously
this isn't new, though. Remember that during the World War II, the Nazis and the forced sterilization in the different countries, this is something that has been going, human rights crimes have been going on for.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So why are they trying to control the black people, the black Americans? Why is that, Dr. Faye? Tell me.
When you're afraid of a people, do what you can to oppress them, to suppress them, to keep them from growing. And that's been going on since biblical history, from Egypt to Israelites.
Yeah.
You know, Egyptians were intimidated. Israelites were growing. They were God's people. So they thought we need to start killing off the male seed. And so that spirit of the devil is still in the earth today, to kill off a population, to minimize it, because there are certain people who still believe that they are the supreme race. Now, they may not wear white sheets. I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. They may not wear white sheets, but they wear a nice blue suit and a nice tie because they think superior.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. Blue suit and their white complexion is white. I got it. Caucasian. Got
but,
it.
But, you know, recently, Dr. Faye.
I got that memo.
We all did a show together recently, and I'm going to quote Dr. Faye. I thought this was absolutely perfect. She said, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what happens. Kill, steal, and destroy.
All right. So this whole thing now, Dr. Faye, about this is really interesting to me, because I'm learning something from you all, from Susan, from you, and from Missy, that maybe I just didn't know. Maybe a lot of our listeners don't know. And I do find it is that they're trying to do that. But let me ask you this here. I'm trying to go further in my mind with this. Who's exactly doing this? And who are they exactly? And you say they're in blue suits or what have you. Okay, but now...
The powers that be that any day change faces, change races, change places, any day. But that kill, steal and destroy is an energy, is an evil that if you let it come in, it will come in and take over, and that's the problem again. It may have had a certain face in the past. That face is changing. The future will probably most definitely have. It's not partial to any color face. It's just what has been historically that tyrant. But Gandhi, and I'm going to give Gandhi his tribute here, said, be careful when you elect or whatever, you don't exchange one tyrant for another. Mm-hmm. So, you know, saying, okay, we want to make sure and have X amount. You want good people in. You want to elect honest politicians, if you can find that. You want. So it's, let's get back to people and not get sidetrailed on, you know, racism. Their facts and history books are filled with why this happened. It happened centuries and centuries with various, like Faye said, the Israelites and all of that. But we want to try to work against that and get rid of the evil and
all
create
transparency. Okay. Put your seatbelts on, people. You'll need them for the third segment. I'm going to be on fire. Be back in just a moment. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. All right, friends, I think I am outnumbered today in a big, big way here with Dr. Faye Wilson, Susan Price, Missy Crutchfield, and just little old me. I'm gonna need your help today, friends, because I'm not following the whole story here, but I want to get back to, there's so many interesting points. It's a very juicy conversation, ladies. Dr. Faye, within this conversation that we're talking about where they want to, I'm trying to still determine who they are, but as Missy put out there, they're the elites who've been around forever. And I guess Susan would subscribe to that too. There are people in a room somewhere. And they want to do away with Black Americans, I think you're saying, Dr. Faye, that there was a movement for that, and that's where a lot of this kind of stems from. And I'm wondering here, you know, one of the biggest problems that the Black community is experiencing is abortion. The people that are killed, which are done from, I mean, Black America is killing themselves with the mode of abortion. Now, the abortion rights and the freedom to do what you want because you're a woman comes from the Democratic Party. That's compliments of the left. That's their mode. That's their operandus. That's how they operate, that life is not that valuable and we can abort it if you should so choose. If you're out on a Saturday night, you just didn't go well, or you don't like this particular time around, just abort the kid and everything is cool. So talk to me, Dr. Fan, what all that means and how that's impacted the Black community, because I don't hear a lot of conversation about what Black America does to themselves. And I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that.
You have to understand, Malcolm, and the world needs to understand, there's a way you can infiltrate a system and then infiltrate a culture with your own thinking and your own belief system until that culture believes that it's their decision that they're making and not yours. So throughout the ages, it has been true. You put someone in, you train someone to be your voice, to be your mind, to be your representative inside of a culture. And then you can train those people to respond to you the way you want them to respond. And they'll think that is their idea. At the very core, there is a demonic spirit at work. And I'm glad Missy mentioned that, because that is true. Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's the principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. There's a devil, a satanic force at work, hiding in human form, and is out to kill you. He can cause you to hurt yourself, Malcolm, if you were to give in to it. Thoughts can come and cause us to think things that are contrary and to our benefit. So we have to have a shift in thinking. We have to have teaching. We have to be taught to love ourselves.
Okay.
For a woman to walk into an abortion clinic, it is not just about the baby. It is about how she's feeling about herself.
What is further that? What does that mean?
Because to love yourself, you cannot bring yourself into that place. To really love and appreciate life, you're going to love yourself. And so I think that much of our culture has been in such a warfare internally that the self-love and self-appreciation has been lost over the decades. And there has to be a return and a restoration of that and a coming together of sisterly. I like what Missy does, the work that she's done about, you know, the sisterhood. That's so big in my heart. I mean, I appreciate that so much, Missy. I want you to know, when we talk about every woman being a part of each other, and it's not just a black girl walking in the abortion clinic, it's a white doctor who's giving the abortion. Let's talk about that.
Well, or the black doctor that's given it to a white patient an abortion. It works both ways.
Plenty of white women walking in. Plenty of white women walking in too. But you know what's interesting is that, you know, you wanna blame the Democrats for, and this topic is.
I don't want to blame anybody, Missy. I'm just giving you facts and data.
But on the other hand, the most pro capital punishment is the right wing or the Republicans. So you know, who's both are for, it's just an interesting flip side of the coin. I think that definitely abortion is a very sensitive, very emotional topic. But the capital punishment, it's like, fine, but when they're adults and they commit it, let's not forgive them, and let's just fry them and throw them away.
Well, Missy, that's a big leap, love. That is a big leap. If you're out and you've committed mass...
Look at how many people were killed in the past, and you want to talk about, you know, ethnicity and whatever and not having access to good legal representation and who were these people that later on the DNA and whatever evidence that they found. God, we killed how many people that were innocent?
You know, the one thing I always find that the left does really well, Missy, my dear friend, is they deflect and they bring the issue to something else when it hits their home. The fact that they
said that about the right,
the fact that they support abortions the way they do, and the fact that abortion is the number one killer in the black community, and the fact that you want to immediately talk about death sentence and criminals that are killing other people is a sad state of a mindset to me, because one has nothing to do with the other. And with all due respect,
it's the state of killing. It's the state of killing that human beings are obsessed with, which is why we have all the guns and all the video games. There's an obsession of killing and death. We eat it. I'm vegan. I don't. We watch it on TV. If it bleeds, it leads. It leads to, well, we can throw it away. Human life isn't worth anything. And then you can go to the abortion. Then you can go to the electric chair and hang them, kill them, shoot them, execute them.
But Missy, we could go further than that. We could go into a lot of the left being Luciferians, and they're eating each other.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the stats, but Malcolm is well learned. So if he says it's so, then I believe it. But I have to look it up, because I want to follow the thread of things. If abortion, or since abortion is the number one killer in the black community, we look at that and say, okay, how did it become that way? Because there has to be a thread of evidence. Hey, we have that show. There has to be a thread of evidence. There has to be a process. People don't just wake up one day and all of a sudden. It's the number one thing. So there has to be some backing. How did it get that way? Who's behind it? I'm always like, who's behind it? Because people don't just normally do that. God did not make us that way. So we have to be trained or conditioned, I like that word, conditioned to be a certain way until we are awakened through shows like this to give us a wake up call. Say, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. This is happening in my community. Then what do I do about it? You know,
Dr.
Human being, as in the human family. As a human being, that's what we need to come back to.
So, Dr. Faye, to answer the things you've just put out there, basically, no, it's a problem. I mean, I hear a lot about, I get the whole race conversation. I truly, truly do. And I see it on all sides. I see, by the way, extremists on all sides of the aisle. Well, let me tell my point, please. I see corruption with Democrats. I see corruption with Republicans. I see corruption with political elite. However, the political, the point of this is this. Let me read you a couple of stats right now, Dr. Fay. In the United States, the abortion rate for black women is almost four times that of white women. On average, 900 black babies are aborted every day in the United States. The tragedy continues to impact the population levels of African Americans in the United States. It goes on. It has been estimated that since 1973, black women have had about 15 million abortions. I mean, it's the numbers are, that's from the blackgenocide.org. There's your genocide right there. More black babies are killed by abortion than are born. There were 6,570 more abortions than live births of black children. That's what's happening to the black population. They're killing themselves. Now, when you take that further, quite frankly, and you tie it to politics, and you say, well, why is that? Then you see people like Herman Cain, and you see people like C.L. Bryant, and so many others today that are talking about the plantation. The plantation today is run by the Democratic Party. You want to bring politics, yeah. You like it, you don't like it. It no, is an absolute
no,
fact.
Stop it.
Let me get this point. You may not like it. It's a fact. Sure. The Republicans do plenty wrong. There is no innocent here, so don't give me the tit for tat. I don't want to hear it. We're talking about abortion right now. We're not going to deflect the issue. And since
but
we're on this topic.
They're killing themselves.
They
they're
are.
Not
well, why
themselves.
They want to keep black America poor and aborted. That's an empowerment tool for their votes and what the black community does, the same way that they don't want a border. They want a open border on the southern border so that anybody can come in at any time and hopefully vote for them in office. This is the sad. You want to talk about corruption, people? Let's
corruption
call it
on both sides.
I said to you already that I qualified the discussion, and I already said don't bring it to that. I'm telling you right now, ladies. If Dr. Fay wants to talk about the black community being inundated by the white man with a blue suit, I got news for you. There's a whole political talk about this, and I'm reading your stats and numbers right now of what is wrong right now with the black community. So I think there's a real lesson of what I think black America needs to stand up and say no to the left and to the political people. They're not going to be pawns for their votes, Dr. Fay, and the politicians on the left who are wanting their votes only. And so they give him abortion.
Stand up and say no, I agree, but not no to the left, because that's what the white man wants them to say. White man wants to keep making the argument one thing and keep directing it so that it directs away from the greed and the corporate. They need to. By the way, Black Lives Matter is about standing up and saying no.
Black Lives Matter is about evil and criminal and cruelty.
That was created by that.
Black Lives Matter.
It was created by something. It's also taken a life of its own.
But anything created by a criminal is a criminal. It's all connected.
Missy, Black Lives Matter, their mantra is to kill cops. Their mantra is that no lives matter. Their mantra is that.
You're going to find some people.
Missy.
No,
Black Lives Matter is a bad organization. They
yes,
do nothing
is.
Good,
They're
period.
Yeah.
Malcolm, I have a question, and I hear what you're saying. I really do hear you. So if there's an issue, and we know that there is an issue, why is it a white? Why do we say black people need to stand up and say no?
Right.
Why aren't we saying Americans?
Yes.
Need to stand up and say no.
Because if it
affects black America, it affects
okay.
all America.
That's right.
So hold on, sister. I am saying that, Miss Wilson. I am saying that. I am a white dude. You've already pointed that out on the show here, young lady. I am saying that. So get the wax out of your ears, people. I've just said that to you. Hello?
Okay. Yes, brother, I hear you.
All right, then let's do this dance. Let's have it. You want to dance in the sun? Let's do it, man.
Let's dance. Come on.
Yeah. I don't do the whole, you know me enough, young lady, that I could talk about anything all day long.
I know.
And I'm not into that whole. But yeah, there are a lot of criminally minded people out there. But you know, these political parties hijack conversations all the time. But I just want to state for the record, when it comes to abortion, it's evil, it's murder, number one. It is not a right for anybody to kill other people. I'm sorry. That's rule number one. Number two, it is put up by the left. They want this abortion out there. I just read to you stats about the black community, which is sadder than sad than sad. It's horrific.
I wonder who wrote that.
These are all blackgenocide.org, CNS News. I mean, I got so many stats here. Abortion.com. I mean, they're all over the place.
Who pays for those?
Right.
Who pays for those? There has to be a root to these things.
Yeah.
Like, I read stats and I go, okay, who funded this?
That's
because
right.
I know that they have to do research. And so who funded this in favor of who?
Exactly.
In favor of what?
Dr. Faye, let me say to you in the last few thoughts is this. If you trace civil rights all the way back, you'll find it was the Republican Party that was for civil rights, and they're the ones who elevated the black community. It was not the Democratic Party. If we're going to talk politics here, let's talk politics.
The Democratic Party was the racist party. Back then, they were
definitely racist, and they still are today. I don't buy it at all.
Democrats, they switched places.
They have purchased
the lobbyists that work both sides of the aisle, guys.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. We could try to play the blame. It's all about money talks and BS.
It is, and quite frankly,
unless we educate ourselves, then we're.
And as far as Monsanto goes, Susan, and GMOs and the rest of it, this is all very good. But if we're killing people in the womb before it even comes out, maybe there's a bigger conversation we should have, because that's a real problem.
I agree with you, Malcolm.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I don't like this. I hate the conversation, quite frankly. But these are stats and facts you can't ignore, and what's happening to the community out there. So, it's the political extremists of who wants power and why. But if you start to do the math, Dr. Faye, and you start to look at the abortion numbers, and you start to look at illegal immigration, and you start to look at all of these factors that are filtering into the political conversation, you have to stop and question yourself, why? Why is it that certain political groups want no rule of law? Why do they want lawlessness?
There you go.
Why are they all about that? Why are they about penetrating borders? Why are they about doing anything you want? Why is it about they want abortion to be the name of the game all over the land, that you should have the right to go and kill something? Why is that all okay? One of our very own on this platform, Terry Beatley. Listen to her show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you like a good Christian woman who believes in the Word of God, who believes how evil abortion is, her show, What If We've Been Wrong? And her best-selling book is all about this topic, What If We've Been Wrong? She knows far more about this topic than I do. And she's one that you could definitely have a conversation with. In fact, I think, Dr. Faye, you should be on her show. In fact, we should have Missy on her show as well, and you should have a real conversation. Just be prepared and have a seatbelt attached to you, because Terry she'll definitely, she has the stats and numbers on this bad boy far more than Malcolm has. So again, she's on the platform. She's real. She's honest. She's authentic. She's the real deal. And I'll just put that out there. Again, I'm not an expert in this field of abortion. I don't profess to be. But I am an expert into life. I'm an expert in life, that life values. I'm a guru with the sanctity of life and people. That is my expertise, people. All good things for all good people. That's I'm an expert in. I'm an expert about equality. I'm an expert about people being people. Those are the things I take a lot of pride in. So yeah, we can point all day at the white man and the black child and the black man and the white child, but at some point somebody needs to stand up and have a conversation. I'm prepared to have that conversation, Dr. Faye. We don't have all the answers, but we certainly have the questions to make us think. And being that we all should think is really where the story needs to start here. Thank you again for joining us and being part of this conversation here. Dr. Faye Wilson, Susan Price, Missy Crutchfield. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and I assure you, the conversation will continue.